2022.
Really have to remind myself
that three times fast.
No, I can't.
It's so much easier to say than the 2021.
2022. I just want to say that, you know, I'm just so not ready for it.
Really? I am.
Ready for it.
I am. I love a new year. I love it. Close the chapter.
Yeah.
Pull down another book. Let's see what other disasters happen.
Disasters. I'm excited for it.
Oh, okay.
You know, we've not spoken. We've not been on this podcast since a year ago.
Okay. I missed it.
I missed it a lot.
I really did. It felt weird.
It felt really weird.
And it felt like we were missing on some major things we need to talk about. And yeah.
Do we have some things made up.
Just some small things.
But yeah, I felt like it was a little weird because we have this literally in a routine schedule.
Yeah,
like
a
routine.
And then I just decided 2 weeks, I'm throwing stuff at you.
You're throwing stuff at
me. 2 weeks, mm-hmm. Vacation. We're going to clear our minds.
Yeah.
Get some breathing room.
Too much breathing room.
Never enough.
You're never supposed to have breathing room because, you know, corona.
Oh, true.
Which is
suffocate.
Still a thing.
Suffocate only.
Yeah.
We had a great Christmas.
Yes, we did.
Fantastic. I love the week after Christmas.
The week after Christmas is really nice.
The best.
It's
better than Christmas.
Oh, okay.
I love the week after Christmas. I love it. It's like a little sampling of what quarantine felt to me.
You know what I miss? You know what I really miss?
What?
I'm sorry. No, not quarantine. I don't miss quarantine like you do.
I do.
I miss when you go to BJ's. And they would give you samples during Christmas time.
Really? Yeah. I did not miss that at all.
That's a story for another day because I actually have a story about that.
I have no... I don't miss those things at all. I don't miss being hawked by people.
I love getting all this stuff. I feel like the
Don't
Grinch.
Don't bring that back.
I feel like the Grinch, you know, when he gets all that stuff stuck in his mouth.
You know what? I'm thinking it's 2022. We're never going back.
We're never getting the samples again.
Never.
They have them out, but you have to buy them. Who wants to do that?
I'm not buying. What
Who
do you
wants
mean
to
buy
them? They put them out for you to look at them, and then you buy the samples.
No.
And I'm
I don't.
Like, why would I want to buy the sample?
Like, what do you put down? Like, 25 cents? I don't understand.
No. I'll explain it when you're
older. Okay.
But 2022 is here, and boy, do we have some stuff planned for you in this new year!
I'm excited. I've already spent time writing stuff
out. Yeah, I just want to say, to the ones in the back, you know,
the way back.
Not the ones listening, because they think we're perfect.
Okay.
The ones in the back that, like, listen to it for kicks and giggles, you know?
They laugh at us?
Yeah,
How dare you laugh at us?
Unless we're making jokes,
Which is probably happening.
I just want to say to those out there that think, well, you guys are not professional. No, we are, actually.
We are professional.
We sit down and we write it out.
You
write it out because I'm not good. I'm a sporadic of the moment. I'm like, Katie, do you think of this? Katie, what about this? And it's very last minute sometimes. But it's on the nose.
And 2022, it's already getting a little rocky.
It is.
Because they already moved Mobius.
Yeah.
And I was excited about that one.
Were you? Me too. Because, you know,
yeah.
I love me some Geraldo.
He's 50 years old,
and
guys.
He could be my daddy. Sugar daddy. You know?
No.
I've learned a
he
lot
is
of
fine,
things
though.
This year.
Super fine.
I've learned what a sugar baby is, a sugar daddy, and
well,
a
you know
sugar
what?
Mama.
That's not for this podcast.
All they are sugar bears. They're little, they're gummy bears. Did you know that?
Sure they are.
That's for the joke.
Sure they are.
But so, Katie, have you had anything new this year? Just
have we done anything?
Yeah.
Done anything big? Guys, if you are wondering when we're going to talk about Marvel. Here, this episode
this is
for
moment.
You. This is the moment. Get sat, get tuned in. We are ready.
Get sat, sit your little booty tail down.
And get ready, because this is a Marvel filled episode.
This is a roller coaster of Marvel
emotions.
Of emotions.
We have come to this
tribulations.
Point. 2021 was actually a big Marvel year.
It was.
Kicked off with WandaVision,
yeah.
The best TV show ever.
Okay.
Falcon mm-hmm. Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. Don't.
I'm not.
Then there was, Black Widow,
mm-hmm.
Loki,
mm-hmm.
What If? Okay, that was still good.
It was still good.
We didn't review it.
You don't need to dabble.
But that's okay.
It's fine. Yeah.
Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
Say it right.
Wow, I think I did.
I'm not saying it.
Eternals.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Don't talk about it.
There's some
things you talk about. You put them under the Marvel rug.
And then for the cap off of 2021 for Marvel was going to be the big ones, which was Hawkeye and Spider-Man No Way Home.
Right.
And guys, we've watched both.
We've watched them both.
We've rewatched Hawkeye, and we finally got to see Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, I know some of you were like, wow, when are you going to see it? We saw it.
We saw it, and warning ahead of time, guys.
Warning!
This
warning!
This is a spoiler-filled episode. We are not holding back.
Mm-mm.
We are talking about everything in Spider-Man.
We're
talking
telling
about everything from Hawkeye. Don't even. If you haven't seen Spider-Man, go now. Come
you
back.
You need to go to the movie theater right now.
If you haven't watched Hawkeye, go. Come back.
Watch that on your TV.
Yeah, that's not even hard.
And we're talking like when we mention the Spider-Man, we don't want to hear stuff. We don't want to hear that you didn't see it and you listened to the podcast.
No.
We warned you.
We will not be blamed for spoiling anything, Carol.
And you know what?
Spoiler episode.
I just want to say, some of you who listen, you spoiled it for me.
Really?
No offense. Yeah.
Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah, I'm
we'll
offended.
Get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
But if you broke off into your Christmas season, nothing felt more Christmassy than watching Hawkeye with
it's
your family.
Super Christmassy.
Yeah, there was 6 episodes of Hawkeye.
Yeah.
2 in the first. It did a WandaVision thing.
Yeah, it did.
Broke off.
Which
like
I don't,
two.
I think I've learned I don't really like that.
Really?
Yeah, I get so, too much.
So I've learned I love the week-to-week thing.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't love the binging.
Oh, okay.
It's really tough for me.
Okay. Well, that's because you want to watch it right after.
And
Hawkeye really does us dirty because they do a big cliffhanger at each episode.
Now, before we finish this season, you picked Hawkeye as your favorite TV show
I do,
of 2021.
And I still stand by that.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Hawkeye had a great running cast.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a different kind of Marvel fan, and I'm finding that with Marvel, there's all kinds of different fans of the superheroes.
It is, yes.
I think if you're an old school Marvel fan, you really love the comics and you really love the older Marvel movies.
If you're more like our mom and dad are more of like the old school, they enjoyed Hawkeye a lot.
Yeah, it is for your more, like, it was like I said in the Black Widow review, which was, if you are new to Marvel and you need to start off somewhere, but you don't want to start all the way in the beginning yet.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Go see Black Widow.
Yeah.
I would say if you haven't watched a single Marvel television show, watch Hawkeye.
Yeah.
It is I strongly suggest it. It's 6 episodes. It's got a more grounded feel.
It has more of a grounded feel. And also, what I've also noticed is everyone likes Hawkeye because he doesn't have a superpower.
Yeah.
He's just Hawkeye. He's just Hank.
He's a lot like Natasha, really.
Not Hank.
Clint.
Oh,
Hank.
Gosh.
Oh, boy.
This is going to be one of those podcasts.
But it is about Clint, and it's about after Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sorry, this is a spoiler for the episode.
Spoiler!
Natasha's death.
Well, if you didn't know.
I mean,
come on.
Natasha's death.
She gone.
This really deals with Clint dealing with the aftermath of this
You get
stuff.
To know, because I think what was sad about, when you watch Endgame, and if you ever watch Endgame, you should go and watch that often. I strongly suggest watch Infinity War Endgame and then watch Hawkeye.
Black Widow.
Oh, Black Widow,
then watch
Infinity War, then watch Endgame, then watch Hawkeye.
Yes.
Which I think is the suggested way. I'm sure there's some more because of Hawkeye, because of him. But I definitely think it shows you his aftermath.
I agree.
Like bad.
And it deals with he's more of a human than the others.
Right.
You know, it's like Yelena says in Black Widow, Adele the Thunder God needs to take an ibuprofen.
Right.
Okay, well, Hawkeye does.
Yes, he needs to.
He needs the ibuprofen, the ice pack,
and
all
sit
that.
Back.
And so this kind of deals with that, and it throws in Kate Bishop.
Right.
Which, if you are new to Marvel world, Kate Bishop is kind of like Hawkeye's ward and then becomes Hawkeye.
Yes, exactly. They're very, if you're a DC fan, and maybe you don't, it's very Robin and Batman.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yes.
Like, big time.
And so, this is an interesting throw-in. You've got Hailee Steinfeld. She comes in.
Which, you didn't know if you'd like her.
I did not know if I would like her.
Yeah.
And she is very good as this character.
She is. She's funny.
I'm not a fan of True Grit, the remake.
Ooh.
So it's kind of, I know.
That's controversial.
But I don't like that portrayal that much.
So Hailee Steinfeld is a lot of people's favorite actress.
Yeah.
And then there is like a heavy underlayer, which, no offense, Hailee.
You're a big fan?
Not a big fan.
I think not really
in real life, but I like her as Kate Bishop.
She did a great job as Kate Bishop.
Very much so. And I think she was excited to play her, and you see that when you're watching it.
Yeah, and so the first episode kind of goes through her, like, beginning really fast.
Right, because
let you know,
if you don't know, she's rich.
Yeah.
You have Hank, you have Clint. What in the world?
What do
I
give?
I don't know, I want Ant-Man in the series so bad.
Oh, no, as we learned.
Oh.
But, Hank Pym was not in the Avengers thing. And there's a whole Rogers musical thing ongoing thing through this. That's really cool.
You just want
to kind of pay attention to that. And the funny thing is that it portrays Ant-Man as there in the Avengers.
And he wasn't. And that's what Clint says.
Yes.
I'm going to start saying, Clint!
But anyway, so that first episode deals with that. It's a good episode. Great introducing.
It is. It's very
good.
She's
an Olympian. She's a big fan of Hawkeye. Because it goes through that and explains the story great.
And I think also what is good about this, if you watch a lot of things, and I think what's good is, you know Clint, he's a married man. And
yeah.
He wants to keep his private
family
life.
Yeah.
And he loves his family.
Yeah.
And I think what's good about this, and not that Marvel films do this or anything, is in general you could do this, is she could have had a crush on him or like really, really
but
liked
doesn't,
him.
It doesn't play
it does
it
a
all
great job of great making balance. It almost a son and a father and a daughter.
Yes.
It's not a son and a mother, but a father and a daughter.
It's a family show and
very much so.
Very family.
It does, and there is just you have their bond and it's so sweet.
It's so good.
I love it.
And she always believes in him and Clint, Hawkeye in general is a glass half empty.
Yeah, he's grumpy.
He's very grumpy. Mm-hmm. He's not, a big sunshiny. And
no.
Then he had that happen with Natasha and you can tell it just plugs him.
Right, and he has his past coming back and he needs to clear it.
Yes, and we learned in Endgame, Clint's family poofed.
Yep, poop.
Poofed.
I thought you said poop for a
poofed.
Second.
Poofed. They snapped, whatever
you
want to
call it. They dusted.
And Clint went real dark.
He
threw away the Hawkeye and went Ronin.
He did go Ronin.
And he just killed people.
And see, what about Ronin? Yeah, he just went in and he like, didn't matter.
Slice
bad
and
good.
Diced. And so the series kind of deals with those decisions he made.
Yeah.
And it leads into new characters like Echo, who is a very cool, sad
character.
She's an
underrated bad guy villain.
Yeah. And she has her own episode and it goes through her backstory, which is very good as well.
Love her. I love the chick that plays her. She's like a bad
guy. Yeah. I mean, she's just very interesting. And her entrance into this is going to be very important because this introduces the new big kind of
big
worldly baddie for normal people, I guess, for not super supers.
Right.
Is Kingpin. That's right.
He's back!
Vincent D'Onofrio, if you watch the Netflix Daredevil, which by the way is great.
Good.
He is in this.
He's in
MCU. I'm hitting you.
You're hitting me.
I'm that excited.
And that's okay.
Because Vincent D'Onofrio, by the way, great actor.
Yeah.
Big fan.
We're going to totally have him on podcast.
Yeah. If you want to come on our podcast, we're a big fan.
Talk about Law and Order.
Yeah. Law and Order Special Victims.
Yeah.
No, is it Special Victims?
No, don't go on my trail.
Criminal Intent.
Yeah. That's where I know him.
Men in Black. He was the bad guy in that.
He was in that too. Yeah, that's true.
It's also from The Magnificent Seven.
You want to just keep
naming
this?
Just a fan.
Just a fan. Nothing more.
He's introduced, and my goodness, it's so cool.
It's so cool. And also, what I love about Hawkeye is the way they entered him.
Yeah,
introduced him. I guess you would say.
It was
Hawkeye
knew about him.
Yeah,
which is interesting.
Yes.
And then we finally see him. This also has Vera Farmiga, and she's Kate Bishop's mom.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew ahead of the story that it was probably going to end up being her as the baddie. Yeah. I mean, I kind of saw it coming. I think that's the only critique I have of this show.
Okay.
It was predictable.
Okay.
I knew where the story was going.
I have a critique that they did Vera Farmiga dirty.
Oh,
her eyebrows!
Yeah, I know. I thought.
Oh my god! Every time we watched it, her eyebrows got darker, bro.
I know.
And I know. So Vera Farmiga's a blonde in real life, or a dirty blonde, I would say.
And just thin eyebrows.
And just thin eyebrows. Okay. And every time we watch it, I was like, Katie, do you see her eyebrows?
I'm not Vera Farmiga.
They're
agent.
So dark!
I'm sorry. I'm not her.
They're so dark!
I get it.
Every time I was like, why do you like that, honey? I could have done them with
I'm a big fan of Vera Farmiga. If you've been listening to
the
podcast.
I love her.
I'm a big fan.
I would have her on and be like, why'd they do you dirty, Vera?
If we have Vera Farmiga on, let's don't discuss her eyebrows.
Why? You
ever.
Get sensitive?
No.
I would get sensitive.
I don't want to discuss
like,
my eyebrows.
My eyebrows are too dark now.
No. Don't do that.
In fact,
I tell you what's going to happen. She's going to be my guest host with me.
No, let me tell you
what's
going to happen.
You're not going to be on here.
Let me tell you what's going to happen.
You're going to mention the eyebrows,
and I can't allow it. Let me tell you what's going to happen whenever we have a celebrity for future reference.
For sure.
This is what's going to happen. Because I'm going to be staring at them the whole time. Anytime I see someone that's a celebrity, I just think, how are you real?
You're real.
You're out of my
TV.
You're
a real person.
I want to talk to you and hold you.
What?
Not hold you.
Hold you?
I don't want to hold them. They're
no.
Getting sued. No, anyway, no. If you ever make his eyebrows are too dark, there you go. Okay. Case closed. Sorry they did you dirty.
They have a KB toy store.
Oh, yes!
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I think that's in Hide and Seek, and it is just like brilliant. Maybe it's really Echo. Good.
Oh, see, I don't keep up with the names. I don't know names of episodes.
You don't? Oh, I wrote them down.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
But so, the first one is Never Meet Your Heroes, mm-hmm. which is about Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And then there's Hide and Seek, mm-hmm. and then there's Echo, who yeah. has one. And then there's four partners. Am I right?
Am I right?
Okay, this was very important because mm-hmm. this introduced who we were waiting for
the
whole time.
This is a big spoiler.
Yelena.
Yelena's back.
And so here's my feeling over episode 4. It was an okay episode.
Okay.
But the ending for me was all I was waiting for.
It was really good.
Because Yelena showing up.
Yeah, because she comes through and you're like, oh.
And
gosh.
Then Ronan, which is episode 5. Was where we got our story of what happened to Yelena.
Because Yelena is doing what we kind of left her doing, which was saving Black Widows.
Yeah.
From their, being
underneath the spells, whatever yeah. the dude had.
And we see that, and she's going like, bam, and then the chick she captured isn't. She's fine.
Yeah. They're fighting, and then she realized, oh, you're not even.
You're not.
What's your deal? Why are you so wealthy?
Why are you?
And then she explains it to her, yeah. and Yelena says, I gotta go to the bathroom.
And she's
just washing her hands.
Yeah.
And she,
bam,
poofs, and then yeah. it's back immediately. Yeah.
Which is what a lot of the people that we see, like we saw Monica,
yeah.
when she's just sitting in the hospital, she gone, then she come back.
Yes, and this is really interesting, because mm-hmm. this idea of snapping and then coming back, you yeah. know, in Endgame we see a 5 years thing, and yeah. then with these guys, we're kind of seeing the
how they lost
aftermath
five years.
Of
yeah.
the people who snapped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for Monica,
yeah.
I really brain farted right
you there. Did. I heard it, and I was like, oh, it's gone. It's gone.
With Monica, we see the yeah. the tragicness of her mother dying, and she yeah. comes back,
ooh,
and she has no idea. And then with Yelena, we literally see, like, the bathroom change, like you would over 5 years.
Right.
Changed up.
Yeah.
And then the tragicness of coming back and her sister is gone.
Yeah. See, that's why I strongly suggest you watch Black Widow before yeah. you watch Hawkeye.
Well,
big spoiler.
And every time with Black Widow, we kind of see, hey, you know, she didn't get to come back.
Mm-mm.
She didn't get her fancy funeral like nope. Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get to sit on a bench and live a great life yeah. like Captain America. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
That is so triggering.
I am triggered about that.
I am really triggered about that, too. Because she died.
Yeah, we're seeing the aftermath, and yeah. Yelena is pretty pissed.
She
about
is
it.
Angry.
She's ticked.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's just a whole thing.
It's a lot.
And then we go back and we see, oh, she's been hired at the end of Black Widow.
We see that,
and
yeah.
now she's arrived to collect and to get back.
Yeah, she really
most of it is to get
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just it's a great introducing. Mm-hmm. And then it's a great way for you to let you know this is what's wrong with Yelena. This
yeah.
is how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
She's come back. And then we just have a great scene with her and Hailee Steinfeld, which is just gorgeous.
Hailee Steinfeld and Florence, which is the girl
yeah.
that plays Yelena and Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
Their chemistry
was hilarious.
On screen is so good.
It was. It was a really great, like, back and forth.
I have to say, I just threw my
now you're throwing
you. Sorry. I have to say why I think I love this so much is one, Jeremy Renner, who plays mm-hmm. Hawkeye, he has great chemistry with everyone.
He does. He's very good.
Very
I love
good.
Jeremy Renner.
And then you have Vera Farmiga,
adorable.
Who's great as well.
She can act her way out of paper bag.
I love her.
I mean,
and then
she's
you have Hailee Steinfeld
different.
To me, and I know some people don't feel like this because, you know, maybe everybody. She, to me, was the one that I was like, oh, you're going to have. Who is she going to have great chemistry? She's not
she
that great of an actor sometimes.
No, and but
actress.
She can be over the top at times.
Right, and you're kind of like, okay. But then in this, she came in, and I really loved her and Florence's chemistry so
yes.
much. It was
and,
so good.
And Florence Pugh is really good at being funny
mm-hmm.
and then also kind of menacing in her scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's talking to Kate Bishop,
mm-hmm.
And she kind of plays it off in the beginning, like, she's kind of a little bit of a dingy chick a little bit.
Right, and like, oh, I'm not going to kill you.
You know, is kind of funny. And then she can turn just as quick.
Yeah.
Because she, too, is an assassin. Yeah. Just like Hawkeye and Black Widow.
Yeah, it's true.
I love that episode, and I love those scenes.
It's really good.
And the very last episode, So This Is Christmas, plays out super great at the Rockefeller Center.
Oh, it's so good.
And, you know, we kind of see all our little characters collide at one point. Yeah. It's a great scene where the tree comes down at Rockefeller Center.
Oh, it's so good.
And the Christmas feel, and can I just say, the soundtrack in this show.
So good.
Really,
oh, it's so good.
It's really come second to me for WandaVision.
It's good.
And the characters you just care about and you love. Mm-hmm. And are there some flaws? I think sometimes that last episode, So This Is Christmas, feels a little fast at times. Like,
it does.
Oh, we've got to get everybody.
We gotta make sure Yelena gets the.
And we gotta have that.
Yeah,
scene.
We gotta make sure all this is happening.
There's an awkwardness with Echo and her kind of loves him, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Where it seems like he's not there.
Yeah.
And maybe some Corona shots.
Yes.
And there's some awkward dialogue there that doesn't play off very well.
Yeah.
And then we kind of end it off with, you know, Yelena and Clint have their moment.
Yeah.
The one we've waited for.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk it out. And it plays off really well. And then we have Echo confront Kingpin because he's her, kind of like her uncle.
Right. It's
in the
true.
Comic book, yeah. She's his niece.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of looks like she shoots him, but as we know,
he never dies, bro.
Kingpin also here really plays out like he does in the comic book. In fact, he has comic book accurate outfits.
Oh, everything. Oh, my gosh.
In fact, this is a very comic book accurate show.
Yes, it is.
Because Yelena is seen in a comic book accurate suit.
Yes, she is.
And it plays off, and we see Kate Bishop and her mother have it out.
Because she's told on her mother.
On her mother who
going to prison.
Yeah. And it's a good meetup. It is fast.
It is fast, and I think that the thing about it is people complain it was too slow.
Yeah.
And I think for an ending episode, it really ties it all together.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be left with like, well, how did Yelena, why didn't Yelena, you know, those things.
And it was an enjoyable show, and I know it's been on people's top list.
Yeah.
But I know it hasn't been the most watched. I think most watched was Loki.
Yeah, that was the most liked, and also, I mean, it wasn't the most liked. I know WandaVision was like, whoa.
WandaVision is still my number one, but this is number two for me.
This is number two. I think mine is flipped. I would say this is number one.
Okay.
Mainly because
I remember
when
me and Wanda are hanging out.
Sorry.
We're not inviting you. You can hang with Kate Bishop.
I will. And
she's not
I just
as cool
love
as Wanda.
I know. But she can give me the my plante, you know.
That you called Hank through most of this podcast.
Maybe to him too. But what I have to say is I love everyone's chemistry. I love that.
Yeah.
Everyone reminds me of someone I would know, which I love so much.
Yeah.
And I just love the story. And I enjoy the comics Kate Bishop, because I knew Kate Bishop because I have Black Widow comic books, and she's sometimes in there.
Yeah.
And I just love the whole storyline.
Yeah, I think this show left us off. Again, I'm craving to know where they're going.
Right.
Because Hawkeye and her kind of end up having Christmas together.
Yeah.
We find out some details about his wife, which was interesting and explained a lot of stuff.
Yes.
But it left us a little blank on Yelena, so I want to know where she goes.
Where's she going?
Because I'm ready for her to be Black Widow, because I think she's great.
I think she's going to do a great job.
But if you haven't watched this show, we strongly suggest it.
Oh, 100%.
If you are new to Marvel, this is probably a great way to start.
I would watch it, but I would watch Black Widow before it.
Yes, of course.
Just because you want to know at least who Yelena is.
Yes.
I would say you'd go in being like, who cares? You
know, why is she after Clint?
Why does she care so
What's
much about
deal?
Natasha? You know, it's
and
a whole
she's
thing.
She's her sister. Well, how did that happen? Mm. It's important to watch Black Widow first.
Exactly.
And Black Widow, of course, is our favorite.
Love it.
So go watch that.
Yeah.
And then go watch Hawkeye. And it's just so Christmassy
it's
vibe.
So
I can't
good.
Wait to watch it every year.
Right?
Because it's just so
Tradition.
Good.
Tradition.
But then after that, we went and saw Spider-Man. Now, many people saw Spider-Man while
before
this
us.
Was going on,
yes.
which made perfect sense.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about Spider-Man No Way Home.
Big spoilers. How many... If you have not seen it, these are spoilers.
How many times am I going to get the title of this movie wrong?
A lot.
A lot.
How many times am I going to get it wrong? A lot.
Because I always get Spider-Man's solo movies messed up. Because it's Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes.
Spider-Man Far From Home. And then this one was Spider-Man No Way Home. Okay, this is the biggest movie of 2021.
And I'm telling you, when you're listening to this, these have spoilers.
We're not holding back. Okay? Not holding back.
We're in the fridge, warm milk, and we're spoiled.
Okay.
Or for right now, eggnog. Because I know you guys got some eggnog in there.
We have some eggnog that's sitting around in
but
the
it's
back.
Not spoiled. It's still good.
It's still good.
I'm drinking it.
Okay. No holds barred there.
But I will.
So we went and saw Spider-Man.
We did.
And
we waited.
We waited. Were we spoiled on some of the things?
Yes. Yes, we were.
Okay, so the things I got spoiled on, I was not shocked by them.
Okay.
Not shocked.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start off with Spider-Man. We're going to go by the story.
Yes.
And the story is just as plain and simple. If you watch Spider-Man Far From
Spider-Man?
Home. Spider-Man. First of all, how many times are you going to call Spider-Man Batman?
A lot. In this podcast.
Because that is your go-to thing.
I know.
That's your go-to thing.
I know.
That's for another podcast.
Big issue.
So Spider-Man Far From Home ended with the reveal of Spider-Man being Peter Parker.
Uh-oh.
That's going to be important later on.
Yes.
And this movie opens at the same moment.
I just would like to say, before we go any further, you're very gestury with your hands. Like, I don't know. You all can't see her. But she's putting her hands really close to me because she's making gestures of awe. And she keeps putting it in my face.
I'm just going.
And you're totally going to slap me. I can feel it.
I can only hope.
Okay, continue on.
Okay.
Yeah, so keep saying awe with your hands in my face.
This opens immediately at that moment.
Yes, it does.
And it begins to panic old Peter Parker quickly.
Oh, it does. And we also have MJ, who's also with him, who they know is his girlfriend now.
Yeah, because they know everything.
Yes.
And so we kind of go through this awkwardness of, you know, watching Peter Parker and his school and everybody know, hey, this is our friendly neighborhood spider.
Who's a murderer!
Who's a murderer of
a bad
Mysterio.
Guy.
I want to call him Mephisto, but, you know,
Mysterio. Mephisto. How many times are you going to do that?
Mysterio, Jake Gyllenhaal. Miss him.
Super duper.
Didn't bring him back, that's for sure.
No, because he's dead.
I don't like that.
Yeah, no, we can't go back in that realm.
I love that one. But anyway, so Peter Parker, and he's having a hard time.
Yeah,
with
it's true.
It. Struggle bus for Peter. And Ed and MJ, you know, they all want to go to a big school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're not exactly getting in because, you know, they're associated
with... They're friends with him, yeah.
And it's a real buzzkill for old Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who does he turn to? Mm-hmm. He doesn't have his Tony.
No, he doesn't because he is...
Spoiler alert there, spoiler alert. If you didn't know that.
Let's just say he went in a colorful way.
I have no idea.
The stones are colored.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you were talking about Dr. Strange.
No, I'm talking about
Tony. Because that's any context.
Went and died in a colorful way. Pow, pow, I'm Iron Man.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
No, we're talking about... Contacts.
Dr. Strange. Who he worked with in Infinity War and then came back
and
with Endgame.
And too.
Yeah. So, you know, they've kind of got a camaraderie.
They do. They're like, we're bonding.
And you know Dr. Strange, he's kind of,
He's loose.
Yeah.
Maybe.
In the most way he can be.
He's a little bipolar. We love that.
We love Dr. Strange. Yeah.
Okay. We do.
I love Dr. Strange.
Loved him first.
No, you didn't.
Loved him first.
No, you didn't. Okay, I do not like... I'm not attracted to Cumberbatch.
He's got a really weird...
But when he is Dr. Strange...
Hope we don't have him
call,
on. I just want to say,
call me up. Okay. I love him as Dr. Strange.
His face kind of looks like an alien.
I love him as Dr. Strange.
I don't know why, but
that's
his eyeballs
I'm gonna say.
Are really weird. I don't know. It's okay. Weird. His eyeballs, but he's so good looking.
As Dr. Strange...
Yeah.
Perfect.
No, I like him as himself.
You know? Oh, really? Yeah. You're going to be super self-righteous.
I'm a cello like you.
But he calls up his pal, Dr. Strange.
He does. He's like,
and the sanctum is covered in snow.
Yeah, and everyone's like, what? happened?
I mean, it turned out that someone opened up a door.
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh.
Okay. And Wong is mad, and Wong is a Sorcerer Supreme.
Yes, because, you know,
Dr. Strange
poofed for 5 years.
Yikes. So there's a little tension going on there.
He's mad.
And I get that. I get it, Doctor.
Yeah.
I get it. But so he wants to help out Peter Parker.
Right.
And there's been a lot of ragging on this.
Yeah, and also, so, but see, with this being said, which I know some people don't understand, if you're not a Marvel fan, a real one, the reason he can still help him is because he still has the powers.
Yeah, he's still...
He just doesn't have the stone.
He doesn't have the stone anymore, but he still has the Eye of Agamotto.
Oh, yeah.
Say that 3 times.
No, I'm not gonna try.
Which must carry some power because he still wears it.
It's true.
So, you know, Peter Parker's like, I need you to do something for me, man. Mm-hmm. Steven. Mm-hmm. He calls him Steven.
But then he calls him Sir, and then it goes into a whole thing.
And then he's like, no, call me Steven, and it's still not quite there yet.
And he's like, no, call me Steven.
So, you know, he's like, okay, I can do this. I figured something out.
Right.
And so they go down and they start doing the spell. And Peter Parker just won't shut up.
No, he keeps doing. And see, he keeps on saying, he's like, okay, everyone will forget you. And then he's like, wait,
I don't want MJ to forget me.
Okay, everyone will forget you but MJ. But what about my friend? I don't want him to forget
me. I don't want Ed to forget me.
Okay, no one else will forget you but MJ and Ed. And then he keeps going. He's like, what about MA?
And that keeps going on, and Dr. Strange, shut up!
You have to stop interrupting me in this bit. And there's like,
And it's getting out of hand real quick. And that's where our story begins.
Yes, it does.
And this opens up a can of worms, as we learned down the line.
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad.
Because the spell did not work out.
It did not. It opens up a really cool thing.
Yep, it opens up to what we've been leading to in Phase 4, which is the multiverse.
Right, and I just want to say, yes, and this is famous for Spider-Man's comics. It is famous.
Yes, it is.
If you've ever watched anything, or if you've ever read anything, let's just go to the comics, you know it can get confusing as crap.
And I have a feeling they've opened a bit of camera warps.
Yes. Yeah, in general. That's physically and
in the comic
mentally?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And if you want me to explain it to you, I don't know what's going on with
you. Don't explain it. Don't explain it.
I don't want to tell you because I don't know. We thought Wanda had messed up and had started the multiverse.
Right.
And this is all purposeful, by the way, by Marvel.
It is.
To keep you on this egg hunt of who is going to mess up the multiverse.
Yes.
And we thought it was Loki because that seemed like the end
of it. That episode was just so much of it.
You know, the man that may not remain.
The man who remains unknown.
Sylvia stabbed him. Mm. Spoiler alert there.
Yeah. Big one.
But as the man who remains said, he said that he could no longer see.
Even before she had done it.
That led us to think, this has already been messed up.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got Wanda, and then you've got Doctor Strange, and you've got Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make up your mind of who messed up the
And also, what the Disney people have said, Marvel people, I should say, has said is don't count out, when you saw this movie, don't count out What If. Because it was also connected to this as well.
There's a very important episode with Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Which I think is going to play very much into his movie.
Right, but that's for a whole nother situation.
That's for another day. We're just dealing with Spider-Man right
now.
And so, because of this mess up, Peter Parker and Doctor Strange kind of have a little bit of an argument.
He gets very annoyed with him.
He gets very annoyed and tells him, you're done. Out!
Get out.
Get out!
Yes.
And you're thinking, oh, okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then he goes to talk to the college admissions.
Right. Person, yes.
And kind of pleads his case.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like
a very nice lady. I just would like to say.
Very friendly.
Love
lady.
That woman.
Love her character.
Love her.
Super sweet.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, Dr. Otto Octavius shows up.
Yes.
Dr. Ock from Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
With Tobey Maguire.
An OG. Just want to say an OG.
He comes up and he's fighting him.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, Green Goblin shows up. Then Doctor Strange makes Peter Parker and Doc Ock disappear.
They're gone. Yeah.
And he's put Doc Ock into a prison. Mm-hmm. And then this sets upon the argument of with Peter and Doctor Strange
right.
over, hey, that spell... really, really messed up thing. I've got a box. We're going to take these guys and we're going to send them back.
Because he has like a jail cell for them, kind of. And he just puts them in there.
Yes.
And then he can get rid of them pretty fast.
And so, you know, Peter Parker helps him for a little while. We see that the black suit was not as cool as I thought it was going to be.
Nope, it was inside out because he had green stuff to put on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that kind of made me mad.
That was kind of Marvel's like, huh, you thought we were going to make another suit.
A cool
You're
suit.
Wrong.
I thought the suit was cool, and it turned out it was lame.
It was inside out.
And we also see Elektra.
Oh, in a really new way.
New, better looking
just
outfit.
Like, yes.
Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I just want to say that Jamie Foxx playing Elektra is like an underrated, awesome villain.
Really?
He's like bad.
I'm still not on the Garfield train of
Oh, you're
Spider-Man.
Not on there? Well, it's not so much that. It's the factor of, I don't know why, but in this one, he was just like bad.
Yeah,
like he
I agree.
Literally fulfilled the factor of, I'm a villain, and I'm not changing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where we come into.
Where we come into, and he's really doing his
we
thing.
We also meet Sandman.
Sandman.
Who's an underrated villain.
Yeah,
it was good.
He turns good. And then we meet the lizard from the Amazing Spider-Man, the first one. Now, I really like the lizard in the cartoons,
he's,
the old
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we've got several villains, and then, of course, the OG original of all, Green Goblin.
Green Goblin.
Running around crazy, ruining stuff.
Which is where we come into our big controversial.
Yeah. Mm. So here is, you've got Aunt May.
Yes.
The Marissa Tomei one, the one that is Tom Holland's.
Yes.
And she implants a moral responsibility.
Because Doc Ock. Comes in and
no Green Goblin.
Green Goblin, not Doc Ock. Sorry,
no.
A Green. I get those confused.
Do you?
Well, so
he
Green
comes
Goblin
in with a sad story.
He's
and he's legit in it.
He is. He's being legit. He is crazy. He does have something wrong.
Yes.
And you know, Aunt May's like, there's something wrong with him. He's not from our world. We know that.
And it is your responsibility to help him.
Right.
And she is not wrong.
No, she's not. And I know a lot of people were like, Aunt May was right the whole time. Yes, no. I 100% agree. Yes, she was right.
Now, here's where I want to ask you a question.
Mm.
Some people think this, and I think this, that this is the Civil War.
Yeah.
With, you know, where it was Iron Man and Captain America.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know the Accords, and you chose sides.
Mm-hmm.
I was Team Cap because he was right.
I was Team Cap.
Of course he was right. And then you've got this kind of moral thing going on, and you've got Doctor Strange who's like, I understand what you're saying, Peter, but they don't belong in our... They're ruining our world.
Our timeline.
And they're ruining their timeline.
Right.
And so we need to send them back. And Peter's like, well, no, because they're going to die. Because
see, in each one of them, they were all fighting their Spider-Man.
Yes.
And they were going to die.
And now they realize, oh, we're not in our world anymore because this Peter isn't our Peter.
Right.
And they all have, you know, the Tobey Maguire and the Andrew Garfield Peter.
Yeah.
And Dr. Strange's like, we need to put them back.
So they can...
Now.
Yeah.
So their story can play out and our story can play out without interfering.
Right.
We're already really messing up stuff.
Yeah.
And so... I think it is kind of like a civil war. Here is Spider-Man.
Yes.
And, of course, Doctor Strange is not in the title, but...
But, yeah.
You know, are you choosing sides? I am on, not just because he's super fine, of course, is Doctor Strange's side.
Yeah.
Because I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, and I think we're going to see some implications. And if you watch the What If episode with Doctor Strange, and many people pointed this out... That these people's deaths, the bad guys that did die, not all of them did.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, not all.
Are an absolute. And if we don't let that play out, it messes up everything else.
Yeah, it does. It could ruin the universe.
So, on the moral spectrum, where are you? Are you Peter or
Dr.
Strange?
Yeah, 100% Dr. Strange.
Because it just
makes
sense.
Let me tell you what. And that's a big... Bit controversial. Now, see, some people say it's not so much Peter's; it's more of Aunt May's.
Well, it doesn't matter because Aunt May gets.
Yeah, spoiler alert: she dies.
She dies.
And
they kill off Aunt May, guys.
She gone. I mean, she died.
Yeah.
And it gets worse, but we're not going to talk about that just yet. I think the reason, like you saying that, yeah. is also that, and, you know, it's not the factor of, well, you know, they needed that you could turn them good, which is what Peter Parker,
yeah.
Tom Holland, mm-hmm. is trying to say in the realm of, well, we could help them.
But we also don't know when they send them back that they're not going to die then, too, because it's an absolute.
Yes. Exactly.
It's an absolute. And it just is, it's just the way they're
and
fated.
Helping them, again, doesn't help them.
Well, even though Dr. Octavius, mm-hmm. Doc Ock, who, by the way, best villain ever.
Oh, so good.
Fight me on
so
it.
So good.
Also, Spider-Man 2, best Spider-Man movie, hands down.
Don't even start it. No, I won't.
He's redeemed. He ends up saving everybody.
Yeah.
He dies, but he ends up saving everybody.
Yeah.
And it ruins, to me,
yeah.
the arc of the stories if you don't let those things play out.
And I get it. I get where some people are like, but, you know, Doctor Strange is cold. No, he's not cold. He's trying to save their timeline
yeah.
because their time. Yeah, real good. He's trying to save their timeline.
Yeah,
because I know if you watch the What If, that gold line, or Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
or Endgame,
Loki, all those things.
That golden line is your timeline.
Yeah,
and you cannot converse.
Wow,
the lines.
You want to work for the TVA?
No.
No, don't want to do that. That's a Loki thing if you don't know it.
I don't know.
And so Doctor Strange and Spider-Man fight it out, of course. And then
Did they
pull a really annoying thing? Really gets on my nerves.
Really grinds
on my gears. And Marvel does this every time.
They get into a real big fight.
Because
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I just burned. Well, that's out there now. But what I'm trying to say... Wait! No, let me get on track. Okay. That's really good. Well, okay! But they get in a really big fight. I was getting really excited. Because I'm so excited. Because this might be my favorite fight sequence that's in this film.
Well,
at least second.
Cool.
At least second.
It's cool.
They get into the mirror universe.
Yeah,
the mirror universe. And when they do, they fight it out.
And then what does Marvel do?
Really bad.
Somehow Peter Parker.
Yes.
Peter Parker.
He plays math.
He's smart. He does algebra. Or what was it? I can't remember.
Just say math. Don't go any further into it.
And outsmarts Doctor Strange.
He does.
What? No, 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 no. No, I don't believe it.
No.
I don't.
That's a Star Wars reference. Not in this universe.
No,
no,
not.
No.
And there was no confirmation.
And then he comes back out, Peter. Or
he's
Tom
like,
Holland.
Ha, 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 I outsmarted Dr. Strange. What a little punk.
Yeah.
What a punk.
Yeah.
It really ticked me off.
Yeah.
And it's not believable. Because Marvel does this every time. They did it with Captain Marvel. They did it with Thena. They did it with Thena in Eternals.
Yeah.
And then they did it with Captain Marvel. And they do it with every super powerful, way more powerful than
every
that person.
Every time.
Because we just know that there's no way outside Doctor Strange. He's like a genius.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What happened?
I mean, I was passionate clearly earlier, you know, because of my...
Well, I wasn't passionate enough to burp, but I'm passionate.
I know, but I love when Doctor Strange...
Makes me so mad!
When he goes into the mirrorverse.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's so cool! But yeah, and then he comes out with a little punk, like you said.
I just want to smack him.
You'll be like, what's wrong with you, Peter Parker?
Get Doctor Strange back now and stop being a nincompoop.
Poop, poop, poop.
And, okay, well, you know what? All of his efforts, it doesn't matter because Aunt May ends up dying.
Yeah.
Turns out we find out there was no Uncle Ben ever.
Mm-hmm.
She delivers the epic line.
Yeah.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Ability.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah.
And she ends up dead by the person.
Which Green I just want to say, wow, her death. You know what? I don't want to say it.
I
felt
kind
of carved.
I cried.
Yeah, no, I really cried.
I really booed because.
Tom Holland, I just want to say, bravo to Tom if we ever have him on.
Okay.
Every time that boy cries, or whenever there's a death. What? No, yeah, I want to.
No, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, we could fall in love, but I love Zendaya.
we're friends.
You're friends? I don't want to do that. I don't want to backstab her.
Okay. They're not going to last.
Oh, that's her fault.
Spoiler alert.
Can't be friends with Zendaya if I got with him anyway. Whenever that boy cries, or anytime he speaks, he shows his age, and he's so little, and I just want to, it's okay, you whispering stupid. It's okay.
I know, I don't forget
we will fix it.
Dr. Strange is my man, and you just locked him away in the mirror and took his ring.
Yeah, he did take his ring, too. And which is given to
Ed.
Ed. And we go back.
Is it Ed or Ned? I think it's Ned.
It's Ned.
But I've been calling him Ned, so sue me. There you go. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't sue us, please, Disney. We're begging you. Well, we've seen that worked out. We see, because, you know, after this happens.
He has a meltdown.
He has a meltdown.
And, yes, guys, we're spoiling this, so
we're coming in hard.
Wow. That was an interesting choice of words.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And, yes, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are in this movie.
And
they come through the portal. Because Ned's playing around with Doctor Strange's ring.
He's like, boom.
And he makes
it. And what happens is MJ's like, oh my gosh, there is Peter. Peter, come here. Well, Peter comes. And Peter's gotten all big. Like, he's like a huge guy now.
Yeah, well, it's Andrew Garfield.
It is Andrew Garfield.
He's a liar.
Love that guy. There's a lot of fire over there going.
And then Tobey Maguire comes through.
He does. He doesn't have a suit on. But he comes in, but he and comes he's just Peter.
And he's just our friendly neighborhood youth pastor.
Yeah, which is a joke. Which is hilarious.
I knew this spoil was going to happen. You cannot have all the OG bad guys.
I spoiled it for you.
I already knew it was going to happen.
I watched the video and I was like, oh my gosh.
Are you? Mm-hmm. I think it was great.
Wait a minute. I'm going to go on a rant. Let me go on a rant.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, you grew up as a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man baby.
I still stand by Tobey Maguire.
You stand by Tobey Maguire.
Spider-Man.
I'm with you on that one because I semi grew up. I wasn't old enough.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up as a Andrew Garfield baby Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of grew up as a teenager with Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm.
I love both. I love all three, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, they're great.
Tobey Maguire should be your favorite because he started it off. Even Andrew Garfield said that.
Yeah.
I love Andrew Garfield because I do love him in real life. I think he's very sad because of the way it ended.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Holland's sweet, and I just love him too.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, as an OG, Andrew Garfield is good.
Yeah.
But Tobey Maguire, have some respect. Okay?
Yeah. No, he is.
Tobey Maguire started it off.
He started off. He's the original MCU.
He's why Andrew Garfield was Spider-Man. He's why Tom Holland was Spider-Man.
Yeah. And
he started it off.
And he just, you know, Sam Raimi's movies are just, they're some of my favorites.
They're really good.
Do they have flaws? Of course they do. Mm-hmm. But he's the greatest, and I just love his version.
So have some respect for Tobey Maguire, and don't just be like, Andrew Garfield, when you didn't like him anyway.
Yeah.
When it first happened.
I mean, those movies are not that great. They're not. That's why there wasn't a third one, and that's why they didn't put them in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
They were good, but they weren't great.
Right.
And these guys have some great scenes together.
Oh, love their chemistry. Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield's chemistry.
Great.
So good.
Buddy cops. They need to be buddy cops.
They do need to be buddy cops.
They're just great.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this leads to a great epic battle.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, Doctor Strange shows up again because Ned.
Yeah, Ned.
Opens up the door.
Mm-hmm. You've gone on too many rants.
That was Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. I knew that was going to get me.
We kind of get some teasers with Ned about the fact of he can control
like he's
with his ring.
I don't want him to be a wizard.
No, I really love the guy that plays him, though. He's so sweet.
He's nice.
I love
but
him.
He doesn't need to be a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
His acting that's going to be...
We're not.
Not great in this movie.
No. Now, not Zendaya in this movie.
Much better.
Love her.
Liked her better.
Yes.
And so, you know, this leads all to what we knew probably was going to happen in the end.
Right.
Which was Doctor Strange was going to cast a spell again.
Yes.
And this time, everybody was going to forget.
And we kind of see this moment between, which I want to talk about just a little bit. We do have this moment where Doctor Strange says, are you sure that everyone that loves you will forget you? We will forget you.
And we know that Doctor Strange is not the most... He doesn't give out a lot of
love. And you kind of see this moment, which I know some people don't want to... They don't want to bear with this.
Yeah.
Is we do see a moment of almost a Tony and
him
Peter moment. Because I'm going to be honest. He's stepping in. I'm sorry.
He is.
He's going to step in, and I'm loving it.
I think he's going to be the head Avenger.
Yes, I do.
Doctor Strange.
I agree.
Because as we see at the end of this, mm-hmm. yes, everybody forgets about Peter
Everyone
Parker.
Forgets about him.
Yeah. Everybody. Mm-hmm. It leads up into Aunt May's funeral.
Yeah, they don't
Nobody
call,
knows.
No loving aunt.
Nope. And MJ and Ned forget about him. Yeah. And he's just, there's just Spider-Man and they don't know who he is.
And also, they've forgotten about him in the fact of he can't graduate.
No.
He can't go to college.
So he's got a GED test book.
Yeah.
Because he has no school mm-hmm. records.
And he has to go get an apartment.
And he,
has to make a new suit.
Because Tony's equipment doesn't recognize him. Mm-mm. How hurtful is that?
That broke me when I watched a video.
It was
said
really
that.
A depressing ending.
And see, what is
it
really
was a
interesting.
For this Tom
it was.
Spider-Man.
And also, what is interesting about this is at the very end of the movie,
yeah.
we see him in the classic bright blue red Spider-Man suit because he's made
regular
it.
Regular suit.
Right.
Yeah.
And we see him fly over
what looks like the Rockefeller Center.
And
what
the
is
tree.
The Rockefeller Center?
And he's around, and around the thing, kind of giving a teaser, is
purple lights. So we're thinking that this collides with Hawkeye.
Very much
because
so.
Because Hawkeye is further off from this, and
right.
this collides into
And this
it.
Isn't considered a Christmas movie,
nope.
but it is kind of a little bit near
we
Christmas.
We also see Daredevil.
We do see Daredevil
I didn't
as
cover
his
that.
Lawyer.
As his lawyer, just like we all thought he would.
We knew it.
Way to go, Matt Murdock.
So
yeah,
good.
I love him.
Love
He's
that.
He's adorable. I love him.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see him because now he's in the MCU and Kingpin's in the MCU and now Daredevil is MCU okay?
Yes.
And I'm psyched for it.
Yeah.
What?
Which Aunt May kind of knew him a little bit. We didn't mention that, but Aunt May yeah. kind of knew him as the lawyer. Yeah.
Libby, what are your cons over Spider-Man?
I do think at times that when we play on the factor of, Peter Parker kind of needing to do his own thing
yeah.
and, you know, and stuff like that. He doesn't do well with that.
Yeah.
He always has to have someone lead him.
Yeah.
And we kind of threw Doctor Strange out because we don't want that. We don't want him in
well,
there.
Done.
And
he,
what I find kind of
plot,
bad,
best.
And it's not Tom Holland's fault. This
yeah.
is not Tom Holland's fault. When they brought in the OGs, when they brought him in, it just like elevated way better.
Yeah.
Like, the other ones were kind of, you know, slow. And then when you bring in someone bigger than him, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it's not Tom Holland. I think Tom Holland does a great job acting.
I agree.
It's just his Peter Parker is not great by himself.
I agree.
And I do think at moments, I do blame the story plot for this, but I think Aunt May was annoying. And when she died, I was like,
oh, wow.
Well, really heartless there. I hated her dying. But when she died, I was like, well.
I thought for a moment you said I hated her guts.
I know, I don't hate her guts. I just think what I found sad was I found her annoying. And then when she died, I was like, I felt bad that she died. Because I found her annoying through half the movie.
Mm.
So, those are my cons.
Okay.
Those are my cons.
Okay.
What are your cons?
Got a lot.
Okay.
I got a lot.
Okay.
I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion, and I don't care.
Say it.
There's a lot of plot holes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of plot holes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a plot hole movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite Spider-Man
Holy
movie.
Holy movie.
I thought Far From Home was better.
It's definitely not the... Also, I just want to say, you're going out of line if you're saying that this is the best Marvel movie ever. You're wrong.
No, we can't be friends.
You're wrong.
We cannot be friends.
Mm-mm.
I'm just going to make that statement right
That's
now.
That's like saying The Last Jedi is the best one.
Ooh. Also, there's a lot of lag here for me. I've never been a fan of Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Okay.
I only think he's good in, like, Civil War and Infinity War, and he needs someone like
Again,
Robert Downey
yeah.
Jr. or Cumberbatch
Which
to come
Which isn't
in.
Tom Holland's fault.
No.
To me, it is
his
the writer's
Peter
fault.
Has lacked depth, and yeah. this movie, to me, tried to shove all the depth into one movie, and it was a lot
was a
at
lot.
One time.
She, no,
and
no.
yes, the other actors outshine him, and I find that to be a problem mm-hmm. at times. I do still think people have a lot of connection with Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, and it's very hard to think of you as the third, and you don't always have the best
right.
story plots.
Yeah, right.
But I'm not a fan, if you listen to the podcast, I'm not a fan of these Spider-Man movies.
Right.
I'm not a fan of Homecoming. I'm not a fan of Tom Holland, per se,
yeah.
and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He is just okay.
Yeah.
He's just okay.
Okay.
And Cumberbatch outshines him because
yeah.
he's a better actor.
He's very captivating when he comes on screen
yeah.
in general.
Yeah, and Doctor Strange is more established.
Yeah, it's true.
Really. And so, those are, I know, controversial.
Get him out of the way.
I have have a lot of pros, though, for this movie.
Okay, I have a lot of pros, too. I think the photography,
it's great.
Filming of it, oh, it's so good. I love the mirror dimension, and it was so good with that. Mm-hmm. I think the factor that this is so much comic book-like.
Yep, it is.
Beautiful, loved
it. Very comic book, correct.
And I'm going to be pretty basic right now. I love seeing the OGs together. I love seeing them all three together. I think that bringing them all together was something that everyone wanted, and they fulfilled that. Because I think even in a previous episode, we said that's not going to happen. There's no way. Andrew Garfield, yes, but not Tobey Maguire.
But
they fulfilled it.
Yeah, and yet he did. He came right
and
there.
And to me, they come on screen and they act like they love what they're doing because I think they genuinely do.
I think they do, too.
And I think Tom Holland loves doing it.
Yeah.
And I think what helps is they all three loved it, and it looked like that on the screen.
Yeah.
And I loved MJ way more than I have.
I agree.
That's controversial. I know, because Zendaya, I love Zendaya.
But she's not great in everything. Not great in and she wasn't great. One. She's not been great in the other two Spider-Man.
But this one, she established and she was good.
Yeah.
And I liked her.
I agree.
Yours?
I think this is an ensemble cast, mm-hmm. and they work together well.
I agree.
I love Doctor Strange. I love seeing him in
this
movie.
I love the villains coming back.
I love the difference in the personalities. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of emotion, and there is some depth placed in the Spider-Man that he needed.
He did need it.
And there's some clarification of some storylines mm-hmm. that I think this needed as
yeah,
well.
I agree.
It's a very good movie, though.
Very.
Is it in my top Marvel movies? No, but none of the Spider-Man movies are. They're not in my top three. They're not in my top five. They might come in at 10. Mm-hmm. This definitely comes in at least somewhere in a 10 margin.
I agree.
I still liked Black Widow better than this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I also liked Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings better than
it
this
movie. It was better, and this is going to be really, it was 100% better. I don't care what
Eternals
anyone says.
Is the lowest.
It's
the
so low.
If you didn't listen to our Eternals review, you should.
You should.
That is an entertaining
it's a good
review.
One, isn't it?
I listened to all our Marvel reviews before this one.
Mm-hmm.
The Eternals one
it's
is
good, wasn't it?
Funny. And you know what? In seeing this movie, I don't know why Eternals exists. Because
right?
None of them play out in any timeline that's important.
No.
But I don't know what to tell you, but it's a great movie. It's an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, it is.
And
I think as a fan in general, and that's growing up with all three,
mm-hmm.
it brings you all the nostalgia you want.
Yes.
100%.
Libby, what is your ending grade for Spider-Man?
Ending grade
no
is
way
A-.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I do love it, because I'm going to be basic, and I do love... Well, it's not basic, it's just an opinion.
It's okay.
I love...
Be basic.
I'm going to be basic.
Be basic.
I loved all three Spider-Man.
Yeah,
and I loved
agree.
All three of them as a kid.
Yeah.
Because I've basically grown up with all three of them.
I agree.
I love them, all of it. I do love that, and I think MJ being better in this
mm-hmm.
made it better, and you know, Doctor Strange always helps.
He's a plus.
Your grade?
B+. Sorry. A lot of plot holes.
And
I loathe and despise the removing a big player off the field.
It's true.
I don't like it.
No.
Stop doing it, Marvel.
Stop
doing it. I want Captain Marvel there to fight. I want Thena there to fight. I want Doctor Strange. Put him on the board.
Put him on there.
Don't just remove him over something stupid.
No, that's true.
And guys, that's our podcast episode
for
this year.
With a bigger... this year.
That's right. We're opening our own multiverse.
Well,
not really.
I'm going to get confused.
We're going to get confused, guys. So just buckle up.
Yeah, it's true. And if you enjoyed this episode and you're like, hey, I want to listen to more, you should. They're on all sorts of podcast platforms. And then share it on all social media platforms and tag us.
That's right. Make sure you're in our Facebook group.
That's right. The Ranting Sisters.
And that you're following us on Instagram.
That's right. At Farning Mints.
And at Libby Farning.
Yeah.
For polls and fun things
all
that we end up discussing.
Things. Yeah.
Guys, because we ended up finding out that Doc Ock is popular.
Yeah, he's the highest one ranked. Who would have known? You all picked him.
Because he is the best.
Yeah, it's true.
But guys, let's enjoy this new year.
Yeah, let's enjoy this new season of The Ranting Sisters.
That's right. We're going to hit you with fashion, TV,
bad
scenarios we've been in.
Things that people have said to us.
New Marvel stuff. And we're going to explain and hold your hand for
and
us.
Maybe a little merchandise, maybe.
Oh, who knows?
It's a new year. It's a new year.
And a
new
us. Way to go.
Yeah, guys.
Guys, let's rock 2022.
Yeah, let's show it.
That's right. His boss.
Yeah,
let's end this trilogy on a high note. times.
Okay. Okay. That's true.
Okay. Or, right. You know, we'll all end up locked up again.
That's probably true.
Who knows? Probably. Yeah.
All right. Bye.